Hi there, this is Lisa Ashworth, Fertility Coach, and thank you so much for downloading this free audio, which is all about managing your mindset to ultimately help you get pregnant. So if you've downloaded this, I imagine that you're on some kind of fertility journey, whether you've just been trying for a few months, or maybe you're further down the line, you're into fertility treatment. But whatever stage you're at, that's absolutely fine because this audio can definitely help you. Now, I know firsthand what a tough and emotional journey it is when you're trying to get pregnant, and a really lonely one too. It's such a private thing. It's really difficult to find people to talk to who get what you're going through, who understand it. You know, and as a result, a lot of the emotions that we experience on this journey, we end up keeping to ourselves. And over time, they build up and build up. So what happens is, on the outside, we're really positive. We're doing everything we should be doing to get pregnant, whether that's eating the right things, having sex at the right time, or going through a specific medical process. But on the inside, we're feeling more and more negative. We're worried that it's not going to work. Maybe we feel jealous when we find out other people are pregnant. And we just feel a little bit down on life. You know, there's a lot of why me, poor me, why is this happening to me? And that difference between what's happening on the outside and what you're thinking inside is really key. And it's the mismatch. Because what you're thinking on the inside is in complete conflict with what you're doing on the outside. And over time, that is going to affect your results. And so if you're able to manage your mindset so that it's positive and driven, just like you're doing on the outside, this really could be the missing link for you. So I'm going to share with you today three things that you can start doing right now that are going to make a huge difference to your mindset and start helping you to make the shift you need to ultimately get you on the fast track to getting pregnant. But before I get into that, I just wanted to really quickly tell you a bit about me and where this stuff comes from. So I now have three wonderful children, triplets in fact, that's another whole story. But I tried to get pregnant for 10 long years, and that journey went through two relationships. I did 5 IVFs, I did a few IUIs, I took Clomid, various other drugs, and natural remedies. I tried pretty much all the remedies you could think of, spent hundreds on them, probably more. So you can probably hear that I was desperate. I would have done anything or paid anything if I thought that it would get me pregnant. Do you know that feeling? And as a result of that, on the outside, I was on a mission to get that pregnancy. But on the inside, I was becoming more and more negative as time went on. But I was ignoring all that and just carrying on regardless. But thankfully, in my last year of trying, I had a big mindset shift and I realised that my head and my heart definitely weren't in sync. And I truly believe that they need to be working together before you can get the result you want. And I learned some really easy tools and techniques that made a massive difference to me. And everything changed at that point. You know, my mindset got back on track. I had a clear plan. I was motivated with it. And I don't believe it was any coincidence that a few months later, I was pregnant with my three babies. So I now have my children and they're wonderful, but I will never forget what I went through on that journey. And I'm so passionate about supporting women going through the same thing. So I now work as a fertility coach, helping women on a one-to-one basis and ultimately helping them to do everything they possibly can to get that pregnancy. So back to you. Let's go through the three things you can do right now to start shifting your mindset. The great news is they're super simple to do and they really do work if you're consistent with them every day. And you can start today, right now. So get yourself a pen and paper. You might want to make a few notes. Number one is, can you clearly see what you want on this journey? You're probably thinking, well, that's ridiculous. Of course, I want to get pregnant. But what I mean is, can you actually see it? Do you have a detailed picture in your head of what life will be like when you get pregnant or when you have that baby or when you're living that family life that you've always dreamed of. Sounds really easy, but the bad news is that all too often we get caught up in the reality of what's happening now, and that's what we think about instead. So, I'm not getting pregnant. It's not working. What if I'm never a mum? Everyone around me is getting pregnant. It's not going to happen to me. And those are the images we're carrying around in our head. And unfortunately, over time, the brain doesn't know they're not real and starts to respond to them. And it will have an effect on you and what you're doing. You might have heard the expression, we create our own future. You know, if you can see it in your head, then you can almost definitely achieve it. And this is why having a vision of what you do want in your life is so important. So to give you an example, I always think about the sporting world. You know, do you think that some of the sporting greats would go into the Olympics thinking, what if I don't win? What if it's not going to happen to me? What if I'm not good enough? No, they don't. They are the complete opposite. They have total belief. They visualize themselves winning the race. They have no doubts and they're completely focused on what they want. And if they do get setbacks along the way, they bounce back. And there is so much scientific evidence now to show that people who visualize what they want in life will achieve it. So for you, what does this mean? It means sitting down and creating a clear vision of what you want from this journey. So maybe you have a vision of yourself pregnant. Well, how pregnant are you? Where are you in that vision? Who are you with? What are you wearing? You've got to make it detailed to be real. Or maybe it's you when you're actually a mum with your children. What age are they? Where are you all? What are you doing? Again, who's with you? You have to create this detailed picture. And the amazing thing is that the brain doesn't really know the difference between what images are real and what aren't, but it responds to them as though they were real. So if you're thinking, I'm not going to get pregnant, it's never going to happen to me, I'm worried this treatment I'm about to start isn't going to work, your brain will respond to that. So you'll find you'll lose energy, you'll miss opportunities around you, you might feel stressed, and we know that that can play havoc with your hormones, or you might just feel like giving up. But if you have a clear vision of the outcome that you want, you know, you pregnant or you with your family, and that's what you've got in your mind every day, your brain will be fired up, motivated, focused, excited. How exciting is it to think about yourself as a mum? You know, sometimes we stop ourselves thinking that because we're so scared it isn't going to happen. So the first thing you can do today is to create your vision. Firstly, in your head. Or you can use some props to make it more real. Anything that helps you connect to it. You know, put a picture on your fridge or a photo on your screensaver. Somewhere where you're going to see it every day. And what I want you to do is to think about this vision for a few minutes twice a day. So you might want to do it in the morning or the evening or anywhere where you have a few minutes to yourself. So just close your eyes and think of it in detail. Where you are, what you're doing, what's happening, and how you're feeling. And when you think about that vision, you know, watch how it makes you feel and watch what happens to your body. You know, when I started doing this, you'll laugh at this, but I actually stuck a picture of a pregnant woman on my fridge door with my head stuck on top of it. So every time I went to the fridge, I saw myself pregnant. It sounds crazy, but I had a little bit of excitement every time I looked at it, and it helped me to connect to my vision and reinforce it. So that is number one. Number two, be grateful for what you do have in your life right now. So are you thankful and appreciative of everything you have in your life right now? There is research to show that practicing gratitude every day can help reduce depression. It helps with physical health and with relationships. And it also helps reduce some social comparisons because you're happier with what you have. And let's face it, social media is everywhere now. You know, when you're trying to get pregnant, it's very easy to get upset by seeing other people's happy family photos online. And also, you know, when you're trying to get pregnant, you can get a bit blinkered. It's all you think about, all you worry about. It starts taking over your life and all your social activities are planned around it. Oh, we better not book that holiday then because I might be pregnant. Oh, I'm not sure I can go on that night out because I'm really trying to be good at the moment. But when you start getting a bit over-obsessed with getting pregnant, it has a knock-on effect and it can start to affect your mindset. So you can feel a bit sorry for yourself because you've got no baby and you start to forget all the other great things you already have in your life. So what I want you to do is look at your life right now. What is good in it? You know, are you happy in a wonderful and fulfilling relationship? You know, lots of my clients say, oh, you know, my partner's been amazing. He's wonderful. If that's you, lucky you. So many people don't have that. You know, are you in great health and able to live your life to the full? Do you have a lovely home to come back to every day? Have you got a great job, you know, earning good money? Do you have some great family and friends around you who can support you? It's so easy to take these things for granted. And not just the big things either, but the little things that happen every day. You know, maybe you lost your phone, somebody handed it in. Maybe all the traffic lights were green on your way home. Maybe it was just a beautiful sunny day. So no, you haven't got your baby yet, but there is so much joy around you in your life and I need you to focus on and appreciate that. So what I want you to do to start being grateful is every night before you go to bed, think of three things you were grateful for that day and why. You can write them down, you could text them to someone, or you can just think about them with your eyes closed. But I'm telling you, if you do that every day, it will really help you focus on what's good in your life. It will help you feel happier. And if you feel happier, you'll have more energy, more motivation, and you'll find that more good stuff will start happening. You know, get your partner to do it too. It's a really fun thing to do together that helps you finish the day on a positive note. I do it with my kids now. You know, when they go to bed, I ask them, what's the best thing that's happened to you today? And they love telling me. You know, if I forget, they tell me off and remind me. So gratitude, try it and just see what happens. You'll be surprised. And number three is this, be committed to this journey and do whatever it takes. And you might think, well, of course I'm committed, but are you really? Ask yourself why you want this family. What is it going to give you? Why is it so important that you must be a mum? Try to understand the real reason behind why you want to be a mum. Because if you identify that, you will have a much deeper connection to this goal. And it means that you will do everything it takes to get it. So just think about that for a minute. Have you ever had a goal in your life that you've been unstoppable trying to achieve? Maybe something at work or a personal goal, maybe something that you really believed in and you were so motivated to go out and get it that, you know, you sailed through any obstacles, you didn't let anyone else's opinion of it get you down, and biggest of all, you didn't make excuses along the way. And when you're on a fertility journey, it's easy to make excuses. There are lots of ups and downs along the way, and you need that commitment and strength to keep you going. So, you know, if you have some bad news, maybe a medical setback, for example, do you feel like giving up? Okay, we all have to deal with disappointments, but do you have that strength to bounce back quickly? And if a treatment is too expensive, do you say, oh, we can't afford that, and just dismiss it? You know, if a new consultant that you really want to see has a long waiting list, do you say, oh, well, that's just going to take so long, I'm not going to bother with it? Or do you leave no stone unturned? Do you go for every opportunity? Do you bounce back after setbacks and don't give yourself any excuses because you know how much you want this? So what I want you to do is to be fully committed to this journey. So when you get setbacks or decisions you have to make or people's negative views along the way, and you will get all of those, you deal with them with that commitment in mind. You remember how important this goal is and how you will feel if it doesn't happen. You know, for example, I often hear clients talking about money as an excuse. I just can't afford another £500 on this treatment. Well, what if you got a fine for £500 tomorrow? I bet you would find the money to pay for it then. So ask yourself, you know, how much do you really want this? Will you have regrets later in life if you don't get this family? And I don't mean to be too direct with this, but if you want it bad enough, you will find a way to keep going and you will find the money if that's what it's about. We don't like other people to let us down, so don't you be the one who lets yourself down on this journey. So, just to recap, these are the three things you're going to do right now. You can start them to get that fantastic mindset to help you get pregnant. Number one is have a clear vision of what you want from this and connect to that vision twice a day. Number two is to start practicing gratitude every day. And number three is to be fully committed and do whatever it takes on this journey. There is so much more to this, and I'm really happy to work with you on a one-to-one on your own personal journey so we can work out what's holding you back and give you the, you know, specific support that you need. With my coaching, I help on a practical level, you know, helping you work through your plan and the next steps, but I also help you to manage your mindset in this way. And it's really tailored to the individual and what they need. You know, and of course, I've been exactly where you are. So I've experienced all the heartache, you know, I've had the ups and downs, and I've got real empathy and a real passion for helping people because there was no support like this when I was going through this. You know, I had a few counselling sessions, but they didn't really help me. So this is about, you know, giving practical and emotional support to women going through this journey. So give this a go, and if you want to chat to me about it and how I can help you, my number's on the email where this link was. We can have a chat, no strings attached. And if you want to hear more of these tips and support, then I've sent you an invitation to my exclusive Facebook group that is just for women like you who are on this journey and want to do as much as they can to keep motivated and focused. It's full of hints and tips to keep your mindset on track. Also news and information about fertility, but it can also help you connect with other like-minded women on the same journey. You are honestly not alone in this. I know it feels like you are. I know I often felt like that, but I can promise you, you're not. So that's it for now. Thanks so much for listening. I'm really excited for you to start making a change today, and I would love to hear from you. And how you get on with all this. So on the Facebook group, you know, leave me some feedback. I'll be checking in. And although this journey is really hard, I'm telling you, you will be a better person at the end of it. And when you get your happy ending, it will all be worthwhile. So hang in there, go for it on the mindset, and I look forward to chatting to you soon.